You did Pesach, if you're doing Ramadan, blessed time of year. First time in 30 years that these three major Abrahamic faiths have aligned. Whatever you did this weekend, what is clear is this time of year is the time of year for thinking of our fellow human, for having empathy and considering their trials and what they're going through in life. And so today I want us to put ourselves in the shoes of somebody who my heart really goes out to in this time. And it went out to this man yesterday at 4:30, and it does every single time, this poor man, because I think he has the most miserable, dispiriting, and hard job in South Africa. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Who are you talking about?
His name is Sikonathi Mantshantsha. He is the Eskom spokesperson. He has the most miserable job. It's not his fault. He's not an electrical engineer. He's got nothing to do with the load shedding and the power outages. But every time the man gets a work call, it's, Mr. Mantshantsha, please devastate the emotions of the nation for us again. Genuinely, I hope he gets paid very well, because that is a tough job, guys. There is no silver lining. There is no good news. Medupi has never been up. It's been down since the day it was open. Sikonathi Mantshantsha was the guy who had to tell us that the coal was wet. He was the guy who had to tell us that Eskom rose again with Christ yesterday after 3 days to give us load shedding again. That is a hard job. It is a heavy burden. And so my sympathies and my heart and my thoughts and prayers go out to him today. I honestly, would any of you take that job for any amount of money? Because it's not your fault. But when the people hear your voice, it's bad news.
You are the voice of doom and gloom. Yeah. I don't know if I would take it, because, you know, just imagine your own family, you know, in the WhatsApp group. Wouldn't you be kicked out of that group?